the B, right? And that is the one that Dr. Wallach chose. He chose the B quadrant business. But here's a question for each of you. Which one do you want, an S quadrant or a B quadrant? This one seems obvious, right? You look at the numbers that's up there. You look at the diagrams. You want a B quadrant business, but here's one of the truths. You can't build it like an S and hope it will be a B. And this is something we're going to talk about because this is a big part of the compensation plan. This is actually the key to the compensation plan. You have to build it like a B. So the question is, how is it that we build a B? And the answer is duplication. You've got to have a business where other people can do it too. So when we talk about the power of the compensation plan, what we're talking about specifically is the financial health to match the physical health. Longevity is an incredible physical health message. How many of you have used Longevity products and felt a difference in your lives, right? How many are seeing that in the lives of people around them, right? That's an incredible message that the world needs to hear. And in order to share this message, we, by design, have a compensation plan. Network marketing is not something that we do and have to apologize for in this business. It's something that this is actually why I think the industry was created, because this is the way network marketing was supposed to be. Now, other companies can do it differently, but in real word-of-mouth advertising, anybody heard of word-of-mouth advertising, right? We sometimes call it word-of-mouth advertising. In real word-of-mouth advertising, when you eat at a good restaurant, why is it that you share that restaurant with a friend? Is it because we make money on sharing the restaurant? No, it's because we think the friend will like the food. Does that make sense? Our focus is on the other person. And in our business, we have the ability to put the focus on the other person. And some people that put the focus on themselves will miss the power that we have. Okay, so we have the opportunity here, like no other company, to do this like real word-of-mouth advertising, to put the focus on them. What's in it for them? But to have an army of evangelists, we need people that are sharing the message with us. And that's why we have a compensation plan that is the financial health to match the physical health. And to understand the power of the compensation plan, which is interesting because we just had a power presentation before this in the room, I want to look at a couple of definitions. And many of you may be familiar with this. There's probably even more of you that are not. But if you look at how compensation plans are designed, there's specific reasons they're designed the way they are. And one of those is how quickly before somebody gets into the business before they can turn a profit. We call that the front end. Then we have a middle end. And the middle end is when you build a small group where this can be a great, it can be a great additional income for your family, or it can even start to become a replacement income for your family, and an additional $10,000 to $60,000 a year. And then we have a back end, and this is for those that are going to be empire builders, that are going to be able to earn the kind of dream income, the kind of lifestyle income where you can change your situation completely, where you can start to experience things that maybe a lot of people only dreamed about. And that's the six and seven figures. Now, along with the definitions, we want to, one of them that I really like and that kind of stands out with Longevity is this whole concept of maximum payout versus actual payout. Now, a lot of compensation plans talk about this. In Longevity, I think our mission and crusade is so strong that sometimes we don't talk about this, and people get in anyways. But in a lot of companies, they have to talk about the comp plan because that's really the only reason why people would join. Okay? Now, having said that, even though many people have joined Longevity, and probably many of you joined Longevity without knowing about the compensation plan, let me tell you, it's nice to know about the compensation plan. Nice to know. And this is the maximum payout versus actual payout. Which one is better? Maximum versus actual? Maximum is what the company says we could pay if everybody was a black diamond in the company, right? The maximum the company would pay out. Okay, if you did everything right and you had perfect duplication, what's our maximum payout? And a lot of companies will tout a very high maximum payout. We have a 70% maximum payout. Oh, we'll beat that. We'll have an 80% maximum payout. I actually had somebody tell us our company has 110% payout. Now, that's got to be maximum, because if it's actual, that means somebody is putting money into the business every month, right? Okay, actual payout is going to be better. And here's a number, if you want to write it down, that was very impressive to me. Did you know in the industry, the actual payout for most companies runs between 35 and 43%? 35 and 43%. Does anybody know what longevity's actual payout is? It's not 83.4. Yeah, if it was that high, they wouldn't have the money to make the products. But the actual payout, and this is based on BV, is 57% of BV. Okay. Now, sometimes they'll do a double QV, but the BV hasn't increased, right? They haven't. They're not paying out twice as much. It's a QV versus BV. And that takes us into this discussion, needs to know versus nice to know. There are a lot of things that you could learn about the compensation plan that if you'd like to know, I say, by all means, help yourself to it. But there are some things that are needs to know. And here's the difference for me. Needs to know is how do I qualify? Okay, because if you don't know what percentage they pay out on level 7, you still get paid if you qualify. But if you don't qualify, do you get paid? No. So we need to know how to qualify. How do we build? And that goes to one of the questions we had. When I sponsor somebody, where do I position them? That's a great question because that goes into our qualifications. So we're going to go over that, and we're going to start with what I call getting started right, return on investment. Has anybody here ever started your own business or know somebody that started their own business? Anybody ever done that, right? One of the things they talk about in business is when do you get a return on your investment? Because you put up some money to get into or to start whatever it is that you do. Now, for when we talk about return on investment, we are talking about actually two types of return on investment. We're talking about capital investment,